I ask now for my brother Jim, your careful and your prayerful attention. I pray that you will give him your full attention and your prayers as he stands to speak to us this evening. Jim?
You know, every once in a while, we see on TV or read in the newspaper that someone or some group has decided that the world's coming to an end. And we read that or see that they isolate themselves somewhere in a cave or a mine shaft or somewhere underground for a year or so. And then they come out when they run out of supplies. And lo and behold, the world didn't come to an end after all. What happened? Most of these people we see belong to some church or some religious group of some kind that either didn't read or understand the scriptures. In Matthew 24:14, and Mosiah 1:21 tells us almost the same thing. Tells us that the time hasn't come yet. I'm going to read, start off here with Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. In Mosiah 2:18, chapter 1, verse 121, says this: And moreover, I say unto you that the time shall come when the knowledge of the Savior shall spread throughout every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. That hasn't happened yet. I think it was Brother Brian and Dwayne told us when they first went to Ethiopia that the people there had never heard of Jesus Christ. It's hard to imagine today, but evidently it's true. So we see that the time is not ready to come to the end until all have heard the true gospel the world around. Still in chapter 24 of Matthew, we read here where Jesus was talking to his disciples. Matthew 24:6-7. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Wars and rumors of wars. The world, except for the last few years, or very few years, has been at war since 1914. And today we have ISIS endeavoring to spread its brand of evil throughout the world. In the seventh verse, Jesus speaks of pestilences. And at his time, when he lived, they had a very bad one called leprosy. Later on, as time went by, they had one that called Black Plague that covered most of all of Europe. In 1918, thousands of lives were lost here in the United States and other parts of the world in what they called Spanish flu. Many, many years ago, I talked to my mother a little bit about that because she lived through that. And she said that people died so fast that they couldn't bury them fast enough. They had to pile them in big piles and put gas on them and burn them. Millions of people lost their lives. In our time, in Africa, we've had AIDS and the epidemic of Ebola. And just recently we heard of a new one called Zika virus that affects the little ones and how their heads grow. And just the other night on the news, I heard of a new one called Superbug E. coli. And they say there's no cure for it. Pestilences. We definitely have had them down through the years and still going to have them in what we see. In that seventh verse, Jesus also talks about earthquakes. In 1906, we had a very bad one in San Francisco. Not only was there a great loss of life, but structural damage also. Fires were started and were spreading through the town. And in order to stop that and check that, they had to go around ahead of it and dynamite all of the buildings and the homes so it couldn't continue to spread. Lots of destruction, loss of life. Just last year, I think it was, or maybe early this year, we saw a big earthquake in Nepal. Same types of destruction, loss of lives and buildings and homes. we see and hear about great storms, great quakes on the news from time to time. And we think about just how bad it really is, the loss of life it causes. We're talking about storms itself. We see on the east coast of our country all the flooding and all the drought on the west side, the western states losing thousands of acres to fires. There's all kinds of destruction constantly, it seems like. But there was one here in America's at the time of the crucifixion that makes these all look small in scope. We can find that in 3 Nephi chapter 4. And I'm going to read something there, starting on page 624, verse 6 to 40. And it came to pass in the 34th year, and the first month in the fourth day of the month, there arose a great storm, such as one never had been known in all the land. And there was also great terrible tempest, and terrible was the thunder, inasmuch as that did shake the whole earth, as it was about to divide asunder. And there was exceeding sharp lightnings, such as one never known in all the land. And the city of Zarahemla did take fire. And the city of Moroni did sink in the depths of the sea. And the inhabitants thereof were drowned. And the earth was carried up upon the city of Moronaha, that in the place of the city there was, became a great mountain. And there was great and terrible destruction in the land southward. But behold, there was more great and terrible destruction in the land northward. For behold, the whole face of the land was changed because of the tempest and the whirlwinds and the exceeding thunders and lightnings and the exceeding great quaking of the whole earth. And the highways were broken up, and the level roads were spoiled, and many smooth places became rough, and great and noble cities were sunk, and many were burned, and many shook until their buildings thereof had fallen to the earth, and the inhabitants thereof were slain, and the places were left desolate, and there were some cities which remained, but the damage thereof was exceeding great. And there were many of them in them who were slain. And there were some which were carried away in the whirlwind. Whither they went, no man knoweth, save they know that they were just carried away. And thus the face of the whole earth became deformed because of the tempest and the thunderings and the lightnings and the quaking of the earth. And behold, the rocks were rent in twain, yea, they were broken up on the face of the whole earth, inasmuch as they were found broken fragments in the seams and cracks upon all the face of the land. And it came to pass that when the thunderings and the lightnings and the storm and the tempest and the quakings of the earth did cease, for behold, they did last for about the space of 3 hours. And it was said by some that the time was greater. Nevertheless, all these great and terrible things were done in a space of about 3 hours. And then, behold, there was darkness upon the face of the whole land. And it came to pass that there was a thick darkness upon the face of all the land, inasmuch as the inhabitants thereof, which had not fallen, could feel the vapor of darkness. And there could be no light because of the darkness, neither candles, neither torches, neither could the fire be kindled with their fine and exceeding dry wood, so that there could not be a light at all. And there was not any light seen, neither fire nor glimmer, neither the sun nor the moon nor the stars. So great was the mist of darkness which was on the face of the land. And it came to pass that this did last for the space of 3 days, that there was no light seen. And there was great mourning and howling and weeping among the people continually. Yea, great were the groanings of the people because of the darkness and the great destruction which had come upon them. And in one place they were heard to cry, saying, "Oh, we had repented, that we had repented before this great and terrible day. And then would our brethren have been spared, and they would not have been burned in the great city of Zarahemla." And in another place they were heard to cry and mourn, saying, "Oh, that we had repented before this great and terrible day and had not been killed, had not killed and stoned the prophets and cast them out. Then would our mothers and our fair daughters and our children had been spared and would not have been buried up in that great city, Moronaha." And thus were the howlings of the people great and terrible. And it came to pass that there was a voice heard among all the inhabitants of the earth upon all the face of the land, crying, "Woe, woe, woe unto this people. Woe unto the inhabitants of the whole earth, except that they shall repent. For the devil laugheth, and his angels rejoice because of the slain of the fair sons and daughters of my people. And it is because of their iniquity and abominations that they are fallen. Behold, the great city of Zarahemla I have burned with fire, and the inhabitants thereof. And behold, the great city of Moroni I have caused to be sunk in the depths of the sea. And the inhabitants thereof to be drowned. And I remember my Uncle Skeet telling us one time that when he went out to sea in a ship, he saw some of those cities at the bottom there in the water clear enough to see. And behold, the great city Moroni, I have covered with earth, and the inhabitants thereof, to hide their iniquities and their abominations from before my face, that the blood of the prophets and the saints shall not come up any more unto me against them. And behold, the city of Gilgal I have caused to be sunk, and the inhabitants thereof buried in the depths of the earth. Yea, in the city of Omaha, and the inhabitants thereof, and the city of Mokum, and the inhabitants thereof, and the city of Jerusalem, and the inhabitants of thereof, the waters I have caused to come up instead thereof. To hide their wickedness and abominations from before my face, that the blood of the prophets and the saints should not come up any more unto me against them. And behold, the city of Gilgad and the city of Gadamoha and the city of Jacob and the city of Gimgimno, all of these I have caused to be sunk, and made hills and valleys in place thereof. And the inhabitants of thereof I have buried in the depths of the earth, to hide their wickedness and abominations from before my face, that the blood of the prophets and the saints shall not come up any more unto me against them. And behold, the great city of Jacobah, which was inhabited by the people of the king of Jacob, I have caused to be burned with fire, because of their sins and their wickedness, which was above all wickedness of all the whole earth, because of their secret murders and combinations. For it was they that did destroy the peace of my people and the government of the land. Therefore I did cause them to be burned, to be destroyed from them before my face, that the blood of the prophets and the saints should not come up unto me any more against them. And behold, the city of Laman, and the city of Josh, and the city of Gad, and the city of Kutukaman, I have caused to be burned with fire, and the inhabitants thereof, because of their wickedness in the casting out of the prophets and stoning them which I sent to declare unto them concerning their wickedness and their abominations. And because they did cast them out, that they were none righteous among them, I did send fire down to destroy them, that their wickedness and abominations might hide from might be hid from before my face, that the blood of the prophets and the saints, which I sent among them, might not cry unto me from the ground against them, that the many great destructions I have caused upon this land and upon this people because of their great abominations. I don't know of any place that has had it actually written down of destructions like that in any place else in the world at any time. This was probably the greatest destruction ever recorded, but not the greatest that will be. Speaking of that which is yet to come. Let's go to Matthew 24:21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world unto this time, nor never will be. Yet to come. If you don't change your ways. Still in Matthew 24, verse 8 tells us, Jesus said, all of these things are the beginning of sorrows. He also tells us in the 22nd verse, Matthew 24:22. Except those days shall be shortened, there shall be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. We want to be part of that elect if we're still around at that time. That Jesus was speaking there. Those people who thought that they were going to hide, you know, and it all go by, had a lot to learn. Let's read Mark 13:31-32. It tells us, see whether they're right or wrong. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of the day and the hour, no man knoweth. No, not the angels in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father, when this time comes. Not hard for us to figure out. They were wrong. This tells us that no one knows the end time. Only the Father in heaven himself. Matthew 24 tells us there are some bad times ahead of us. But all is not lost. Verse 13 in Matthew 24 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. This gives us hope if we follow his commandments and do as he tells us. But we must remain faithful and follow the commandments of God and endure to the end if we want to become one of the elect. So thank you for your time.